Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
You're all set, cocked, locked. Here we go. Your dial set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. Nathan is engineering today. Thank you, Nathan. And Rich Evans with us. Welcome, Rich.
Thank you, Vince. Crazy times, huh, buddy?
Well, you know, I was thinking about the intentional, controlled, systematic, continual demolition of the United States of America. And I was thinking that during the next 2 hours of this broadcast class, you'll hear how it's being done. And your stupid, ignorant, gullible, lazy, complicit neighbors are bystanders saying, what happened? They are people of the third kind who say, what happened? And the three types of people are those who make things happen, those who watch things happen, and those who say, what happened? Rich?
Yeah, Vince. What I'm going to do, if it's okay with you, I'm just going to go into news in a flash. I'm going to start with healthcare because I have so many articles that are surreal that it's hard to believe we're even living in America at this point. If it's okay, Vince, I'd like to just start giving information to our listeners.
Yeah, absolutely. Did you disagree with anything I said about the controlled, intentional, systematic demolition?
Oh, heck no. How many hours have I spent on the agenda that I wrote up about over a year and a half ago about what was happening, from depopulation to forced vaccines, immunity passports, forced lockdowns, house arrest, eliminating the Constitution, freedom, technology controlled by the powers that be, forced austerity, crashing the economy, eliminating free market supply and demand, eliminating cash, centralized government, cryptocurrency. I mean, I've created that list, you know, almost 2 years ago, and everything is happening, and they've telegraphed everything. You know, delegitimizing work, unemployment, you know, seeing the consequences of inaction towards political correctness, making people stick up for their group, their hyphen, and their pronoun over being an American, Stockholm syndrome, cognitive dissonance, which is basically comprehending your own disagreements and nonconformity. Basically, your ego doesn't want to admit that you've been duped. And we've talked about all this stuff, all of it. Many times.
Yeah, and gay police cars. And gay police cars. Yeah, I'm just sit back and enjoy the class.
Okay, buddy. I appreciate you letting me exercise our First Amendment right that millions of combat soldiers fought, bled, and died for. So here we go, folks. At this point in time in history, I just don't think small talk and stories are going to cut it, and this is why I know it might seem a little boring for me mentioning these articles published in the public domain, but at this point in time, I personally cannot think of any better way to wake up the public if there are people indeed still not awake at this point in time, which it's hard to believe, but there are some. All right. First article, folks. Pfizer will not mandate COVID vaccines for its own employees. How many years have you heard me talk about practice what you preach laws, about hypocrisy, about double standards? How come this is not just Pfizer and these companies coming out with these mRNA jabs that are saying that are not requiring mandates for its own employees? That's also the White House. It's also the FDA. That's also the CDC. How come we have no peer-reviewed trials and they went through so quick with a 42% efficacy rate? How come the FDA is not taking these vaccines that they're mandating you for? How come every message that comes from the powers that be in any context, they also mention, don't forget to take the jab? Well, if mail-in voting is so trustworthy, why don't you ask the government to mail the vaccines to you, and you'll say you've taken it? See how that works, folks? Double standards, hypocrisy. Next, okay, I'm going to go move over here. FDA approves Gates' vaccine after accepting funding from him. Now, I'm just going to mention a couple of points in this article from this author. And basically, this author talks about how there's so many reliable medical organizations opposing these vaccines, despite the approval by two regulatory agencies that are taking money from Bill Gates, which only introduces conflicts of interest and potential corruption. Now, I'm going to mention the last article in this, or the last paragraph, pardon me, in this article. I have not been against vaccines and have taken the flu shot. I guarantee you, a little sidebar here, everybody is going to be against all this stuff from here on out because no one's going to be deemed trustworthy. And I have more information about that coming up. Going back to this last paragraph, but this is seriously different when government agencies are taking money from Bill Gates, who is an open advocate of depopulating the world. This just does not smell right. The FDA has never approved a completely new type of medicine in less than 1 year, which raises serious questions about corruption. This is the last sentence I'm going to mention in this article. The average time it takes to get approval from the FDA is 12 years. What does that tell you, people? Next, Connecticut goes full Nazi. Basically, the governor of Connecticut, Ned Lamont, issued an executive order allowing patients, doctors, local officials to access COVID vaccination records. This isn't just against the Nuremberg Code, people, which is punishable by death, by the way. This is also against the HIPAA regulations. It's against the Hippocratic Oath. And it also permits local health officials and school nurses to access the vaccination status of their communities. How many years have Vince and I been telling you to get your kids out of the public government schools and homeschooling? Get credible people who have been in private sector, successful experience, 15 years, to teach your kids. Bring them in. Rotate them in as guest speakers and teach them what they need to do to know. Practical experience and not theory. Okay, pardon my sidebars. Next, actress Sally Kirkland. After Moderna vaccine, in my 79 years, I've never experienced this level of pain. Now, she says she's been in 250 movies. I don't know who she is, but I noticed the high level. Keep in mind, people, remember all the PR stunts at these so-called venues where the big-name actors were at? And remember that the cameras did close-up on the so-called fake vaccines. They were showing needles that didn't have injections that didn't have needles. They were showing injections that didn't go into their arms. Basically, the not so popular or bought and paid for actors are the ones who are getting all these symptoms, and so, including three doctors who told her that the vaccine attacks the nerve in the brain that causes dizziness, vertigo, and joint pain throughout her body. She's got terrible heart pain. I can go on and on and on. And basically, you've heard it all. This needs to get out, folks. Okay, next article. Obey or else. Fauci says that we should forget all about personal liberties and rally behind mass vaccinations or consequences will occur. That sounds like an authoritarian, totalitarian Nazi remark. Next, Dr. Zelenko exposes global genocide event. How many doctors have we given? Dr. Robert Malone, who's a proponent of ivermectin, who's taken it, he mentioned that 72 to 180,000 vaccine-induced deaths in America have already occurred. How many articles have we given where there's over 500,000 American deaths already? This isn't coming from Rich and Vince. How about Dr. Ryan Cole, Dr. David Martin? He says this pathogen bioweapons, this has been 2 decades planned. How about Dr. Sean Brooks, an Oxford PhD? You take these shots, you will die soon. All these medical experts, Dr. Judy Mekovitz, Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, Dr. Simin Gold, they're I've given hundreds of experts, epidemiologists, virologists, infectious disease, all different specialties of internal medicine and family practice saying the same thing, coming out with words like toxic, poison. Remember, we've talked about graphene oxide. And the experts who are not bought and paid for, who's not willing to sell it America, call it murder. We've not just from Dr. Zelenko, but we've mentioned words like genocide and eugenics and transhumanism and tracking and tracing and mind control coming from many, many different physicians, scientists, and researchers. We've quoted from these experts calling the CDC and VAERS the COVID death cult. We've mentioned all the cover-ups. We've mentioned the deleted deaths from CDC and VAERS by the thousands. They got caught deleting deaths. Several articles where they've estimated 500,000 dead Americans from the vaccine already. We've talked about the PCR test scam where it gives out false positives, where there's no variant proof of any variants, and there's no science behind coming out with this, and even the variants that they say, like the Delta variant, is less virulent and less potent than the so-called COVID bioweapon in the first place. And we all know that all these physicians are saying the true bioweapon is the vaccine, and it shouldn't even be called the vaccine. It's an inoculation. All about these jabs, all these doctors coming out and saying over the next 5 years is going to be hundreds of millions of deaths. Worldwide, they're estimating 2 billion. This is not Rich and Vince saying these. This is published articles in the public domain. How about all these articles on crimes against humanity? How about all these articles we've mentioned about decreasing your immune system? How about all these articles about the jabs creating an antibody-dependent enhancement system that tricks your own body into thinking the cell that is eating the pathogen when it isn't? How about all the cytokine storms that we've reported? How about all the organ failure that we've reported? How about all the autopsies in every organ regarding the spike protein and the mRNA? How about all the articles about the lowering T cells sixfold, the spike protein, the destroying the RNA, the patents, all the transhuman, the non-human, blood clots? Folks, this is information that's been published in the public domain with credible researchers, scientists, and physicians. Have to take heed. We'll be right back after this article, folks. We appreciate you being here.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com. No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Intentional, controlled, systematic demolition of the United States of America, Part 2. Rich?
Thank you, Vince. Folks, listen, I hope nobody believes anything that we're saying. I hope you think we're making up these articles. I hope that you read, research, and verify and share this information with others. That's what I hope happens, okay? All right, I got a lot of information, so I'm going to move on. Next, FDA approves oral blood-thinning medication for children. Now, think about this, folks. With all the spike proteins proving blood clotting, at high levels in the microscopic capillaries. And this is why you got to look at this D-dimer test. If your physician or diagnostician is not aware of that, then move on and look for somebody different. I mean, we've literally quoted physicians, scientists, and researchers calling this a poison death shot. And the fact that we're even talking about how women and men are becoming sterilized and can't donate blood and can't breastfeed is not that this is, that's not true. It's all true. But there's something way more nefarious here called death. Okay? And this is why we've mentioned all these articles from qualified physicians and scientists and Nobel Prize winners saying that natural immunity is way, way better than any synthetic jab that you could get for profit. Next, FDA knew on October 22nd, 2020, that the death jab would maim and kill, cause heart damage, clotting, and ravage children. So when they come out with this new medication for blood thinning for children, they are literally creating the problem and the solution, kind of like a Cloward and Piven situation. Next, Dr. Fauci's economic lockdowns killed 267,000 infants in low- and middle-income countries. Folks, we're not making any of these articles up. They're published in the public domain. I can't be redundant enough about this. This is, if this stuff doesn't wake you up, nothing will. Fauci spent nearly $500,000 in taxpayer dollars on abusive experiments on your dogs. Please look at your pet dog right now and ask yourself, how are these people walking free? It's because it's so corrupt. So many people are blackmailed and paid off, and our system is broken. We're incapacitated as a government organization. Next, New York City orders 150,000 teachers and school staff to either get vaccinated or find a new job. Well, listen, people, this isn't brain surgery here. This isn't rocket science. All you need to do is get a few of your colleagues together and start your own private school. If you are credible, you're not teaching theory, and you have practical experience in the private sector, those teachers should get together and start their own schooling. Come on. You don't need, you know, my solutions and ideas to make this possible. This is easy first grade solutions here. Next, federal appeals court allows CDC's unconstitutional eviction moratorium to remain in place. Even the Supreme Court said this is not constitutional. That just shows how they're centralizing everything, people. Remember how many physicians and scientists have called the CDC the COVID death cult. Look, I don't make this stuff up. I do the reading and research and pass it on to you. This is not made up by Rich and Vince. Next, COVID-19 vaccines enable the development of deadlier coronavirus variants, warns Nobel Prize winner. The variants are coming from the people who have gotten the vaccines. How many of these hundreds or thousands of articles have we given over the months? Next, fully vaccinated Hollywood celebrities wondering why they are suddenly getting COVID-19, cancer, blood clots, and so much more. Like we mentioned, a lot of the so-called B actors, or the actors that don't have the certain connections, are getting sick and dying. Why is that? Next, Fauci wants 85 to 90% of Americans vaccinated or revaccinated in order to get good control of the pandemic by spring 2022. He wants 90% of you to be vaccinated despite everything we're saying here. Unbelievable. We'll be right back after this break, folks. Appreciate you being here.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Open borders by the Biden administration is threatening American sovereignty. There are only 12 agents watching 245 miles of border in Del Rio, Texas. Texas Republican Congressman Michael Burgess says this is a federal failure.
But this is a federal responsibility. This is not something that the state government should even be having to to participate in the debate. The sheer volume, the numbers of illegal crossings that occurred during the month of July, you would think the federal government would step up and provide additional funding, but that is unfortunately not the case.
Another Biden administration crisis comes as leaders figure out how to get thousands of Americans out of Afghanistan as the August 31st deadline approaches, and the Taliban says no to any extension in time. Pentagon Press Secretary John Kirby denied that the United States has made payments to the Taliban in an effort to allow Americans free movement to the airport in Kabul. USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Freedom of speech in America is one of the freedoms we love as it encourages dialogue. An unidentified Iowa woman leaves a foul language voicemail on a congressman's machine claiming the Pledge of Allegiance is a white nationalist oath.
When did we start teaching white nationalism in schools? Because that's exactly what the f*** you're doing. Our children aren't proud to be American. What are we proud of? We're proud of our racist history. We're proud of our racist roots. F*** you and f*** legislation.
Iowa House of Representatives Republican Carter Nordman tells Fox News he's disappointed the woman had a closed mind and did not want to talk about her issue.
My reaction was, you know, disappointed. Obviously, that, in my opinion, is not a productive way to have these kind of conversations. I actually ended up calling her back to discuss this piece of legislation, and she had no interest in discussing it. She told me that she had told me everything she wanted to say in the phone call that she gave me and hung up on me. So that was the disappointing part, that we couldn't even have a constructive conversation about the issue. But what I would have told her is, especially over this last week of what's going on in the Middle East and Afghanistan, there are people who are willing to die to come to this country. People would put their lives on the line to trade places with anybody who has so much hatred for the United States. As I said, I watched a group of Afghans clinging to the side of a United States military plane taking off because the flag on the side of that plane was their only beacon of hope.
I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAprepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAprepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, part three of the intentional, controlled, systematic, continual demolition of the United States. Rich?
Well, thank you, Vince. And, folks, just like what they said on the commercial, the Fed Biden border dereliction of duty and not putting any funds towards that. This is all planned, people. When I get to general news, when I'm done with healthcare, I want to mention articles to you that you're not even going to believe. Not the fact that you can believe what I'm even saying now regarding so-called inoculation jab. This is planned. This is a takedown. This is a takeover. I've been saying this for a long time. We've given much proof, documented proof, published articles in the public domain. You have to remember, this is the largest transfer of wealth that's happening from the little guy to the big guy, from the bottom 93% to the top 1% to 2%. Everything is connected. The so-called reset, COVID, the vaccination, the vaccine, the jab, whatever you want to call it, is definitely not a vaccine. Climate change, geoengineering, what UN takeover, BlackRock buying up all the, and 200 companies buying up all the single family homes and literally combining it into a product, into an asset to sell to wealthy hedge funds and pension funds to create a renter class. The Paris Climate Agreement, climate change, social credit scores. This is all part of the tyrannical control takeover, the surveillance system, the assigned sustainability scores. How are you going to be managed by the IRS, modern monetary theory, universal basic income, delegitimizing work, digital centralized control currency / money globally. This is all by design to be run by non-elected people. Okay, we've connected these dots for a very long time. I know this audience gets it, but this audience also has to contribute to trying to save our country because it's going down fast. All right, I'm going to go back to healthcare. A lot of information, and I can tell you right now, I'm not going to get to probably 50% of my articles, but I'm going to give it a good shot. Next, DARPA was secretly developing the mRNA vaccine years ago through Moderna, and they seek permanent control over your body. I'm not writing these articles, folks. I'm just transmitting the information to you. Next, Pfizer study cut short. We talked about that. Next, official FDA approval press release. And here comes a quote from it. I suggest if you're not sitting down to do that, and if you're driving, pull over. Here's the quote from the official FDA approval press release. You ready? Quote, "We have no clue of long-term side effects," unquote. I know you think I'm making this stuff up, but I promise you I am not. I'm going to mention a couple. This is all important stuff, but listen to what's coming up, people. Next, new study out of Vietnam. Guarantee you will not hear this on the heck, you're not going to hear any of this on the mainstream media. This study out of Vietnam says that vaccinated hospital workers have 250 times higher viral load than the original virus. They're calling these hospital workers who have been vaccinated super, super spreaders, unquote. Wake up, people. Next, FDA Pfizer vaccine released today, page 12. Okay, I tried my best to verify this. You need to do that. Basically, on page 12 of the FDA Pfizer release today, I'm going to read a quote on page 12. This product is not approved. This product is not approved. Are you awake now? I beg you, people. For those of you, not just in America, but who are listening around the world, try and verify this. This, what they're doing, if this is true, they're creating basically plausible deniability for liability. That's what they're doing. They're giving themselves a backdoor out to not be accountable. This is very, very dangerous stuff. This is why this EAU, this emergency authorization, should never have happened. We have ivermectin, we have hydroxychloroquine, we have vitamin D and zinc and azithromycin. There's a lot of therapeutics out there. We did not need this. This is obviously a depopulation event. That's why, and I'm quoting and paraphrasing, thousands of physicians, scientists, and doctors. Next, fully vaccinated Reverend Jesse Jackson and his wife hospitalized for COVID-19. Did you hear the most important words? Fully vaccinated. How many hundreds or thousands of these articles have we given people? Really? Next, booster shot rollout accelerated to try to exterminate the masses before mass awakening achieves tipping point. I'm going to read that one again. I'm not being condescending, but I'm going to read this title of this article again. Booster shot rollout accelerated to try to exterminate the masses before mass awakening achieves tipping point. Hello? You don't need your coffee this morning, people. Next, viral mRNA found in organs of deceased man vaccinated for COVID-19. How many articles do we talk about the autopsies, which they're not doing many because they're trying to hide this information, but of the autopsies of spike proteins found in every organ? Next, respected scientists and doctors confirm COVID-19 shots trigger deadly prion attacks. Next, World Economic Forum pushing out, you know who that is, that's Klaus Schwab, right? Says you got to eat bugs, drink contaminated water, take all the shots that's given to you. You'll own nothing and you'll be happy because they're going to control your mind. World Economic Forum pushing out COVID-19 coercion propaganda that trains vaxxers to target non-vaxxers with social and economic pressure. They're not even hiding this stuff, people. Next, former CDC director warns that science has turned to thuggery and threats while evidence of facts are ignored. Absolutely. Keep in mind, remember the Pfizer CEO, he got caught trying to get on a plane and he couldn't get on because he didn't take his own vaccine? Remember Dr. Yeadon, the vice president of Pfizer, who just retired? The head scientist of Pfizer calls this shot a depopulation shot? Come on, people. Next. Healthcare collapse warning. Vaccine spike proteins will unleash widespread neurological damage that overwhelms the world's medical systems. How do you basically kill off billions of people? You do that and you jab your military. So we are open for an attack from our enemies. Next, CDC Director Walensky, there is an increased risk of severe disease among those vaccinated early. See, they're creating a plausible deniability narrative. So basically, they're saying people who were vaccinated early are obviously getting sick and dying, and that's why they're basically segregating that. Oh, they got vaccinated early. That's code. I'll translate that for you. These people who are getting the spike proteins in the capillaries, that wasn't supposed to be found out until later. That's why they're hiding all these deaths. That's why the VAERS and CDC data are being caught deleting deaths. That's why doctors are being threatened, saying not to make public any of these adverse events or deaths. We've mentioned these articles. Nothing's coming from me, people. Next. In 3 months, the CDC's message changes from vaccinated people do not carry the virus, unquote, to, quote, worsening infection among vaccinated people over time. You can't even make this stuff up. You don't even have to pay attention. You can be a first grader and see what's happening here. Next, doctors being punished for prescribing effective therapeutics for COVID. Just like I mentioned just a few moments ago, they're being punished for mentioning adverse events. This is very sad, people. Next, unvaccinated Americans refuse blood transfusion. transfusions from vaccinated donors due to spike protein fears, of course. But yet, at the same time, hospitals like in Washington are removing patients from transplant lists from being unvaccinated. It's unbelievable. I mean, this is a death cult, people. Next, medical dictatorship. We should call it medical treason and sedition. But Biden wants to criminalize crossing state lines while unvaccinated. Look, this is, I'm going to sidebar here. I've also read articles where there's a new Democrat bill that's going to mandate vaccines for domestic air travel. FDA approval ignites a wave of mandates. And there's another article out there where Democrats want to put all unvaccinated people on terrorist no-fly lists and permanently ban them from air travel. So for those of you who are thinking about getting on a plane shortly, I can't tell you how dangerous you're going to be in a situation, because you have to ask yourself, are you going to be pulled aside, and are they going to force this illegal Nuremberg Code vaccine on you? With the articles I just mentioned about this dictatorships, about crossing state lines, and especially flying. This is scary stuff, people. You have to really think about, if you get on a plane, even domestically, are you going to be able to get home, or are they going to basically hold you down and give you the shot? All right. Next. A teenager awarded $225,000 after a heart attack from the Pfizer vaccine. You know the Pfizer vaccine, the one that just got approved? You know the one that Dr. Yeadon, the head scientist, says is a depopulation shot? You know, the CEO of Pfizer who wouldn't take his own vaccine? And that company and other companies that don't even have mandates to take it, but they're making you take it? You know, that company. Unbelievable. Folks, we'll be right back after this break. We really appreciate you being here.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Class, the intentional, controlled, systematic, continual demolition of your country, part four.
Thank you, Vince. Folks, this is all because of our inactions over years. This political correctness, critical race theory, common core education, all the thousands of examples that we've given about distracting, dumbing down, and dividing us by groups, the cognitive dissonance, the Stockholm syndrome, the ego and pride, where people don't want to admit that they were wrong about the Democrat Party and the rhinos, lowering the bars of standards and expectations for a job based on what group you're in. This is all part of the plan to break us down, to bring us down. So now, you know, hard work, effort, proven results, qualifications, nothing matters. Phony climate change, phony this, phony that, printing money. Look, this is when you delegitimize work, you delegitimize value. And the people who are in charge are the people who are willing to be corrupted, bought and paid for, and blackmailed. And now nothing matters. When work doesn't matter and value doesn't matter, this is what you get. I've been connecting these dots for America for years with legitimate examples. This is what happens when you lower the bars of standards and expectations for a job. This is what happens when certain groups feel entitled to play the victim group status card. This is what happens when you eliminate no protection rights and restitution under the rule of law for the people who are actually getting targeted. You give no check to runaway power, and you enable them, you protect them, you basically give them your taxpayers' money for corruption. You give them your money for liability immunity and wealth inequality. You give them your money to destroy capitalism and enforce fraud and illegitimacy and fascism for everything. This is what happens when you care more about your group, your hyphen, and your pronoun than being an American. This is what happens when you give free lunch to the elite. This is what happens when you eliminate the rule of law for precedence. People, we have to stop allowing the people to be sold out to the highest bidders. We need That's why we need these heroic whistleblowers from all these institutions to come forward. We need, whether it be intel agencies, judges, lawyers, bankers, politicians, it doesn't matter. We need heroes to come forward because these people are using your money to literally hold high government or corporate positions, and they use the propaganda machine to literally manufacture the perception of their own self-importance and self-preservation. That's what they do, is sway public opinion to sell you the narratives. They want to control the memes, the talking points. They want. That's why you have all the race baiting and the divide and conquer strategies and the Hegelian dialect, the professional wordsmithing. Every sitcom and movie has media propaganda, subliminal messaging. This is what happens. They're making the people submissive, and people are having their will broken. This is what happens when people get demonized, discredited, and delegitimized. It's destroying America through mediocrity. And this is why opportunity, ingenuity, productivity, innovation, knowledge is descending like gravity for the masses. Okay, pardon my sidebar. I'm going to go back to healthcare here. In Germany, 23,000 doctors quit vaccinating, and people are not turning up to get vaxxed. There's some good news here, people. A lot of people are waking up. A lot of people. Next, Chicago pharmacists facing 120 years in prison for selling stolen vaccine cards. Now, was he doing it just for the money, or was he doing it to save lives like the nurses in Germany and around the world who are injecting people with saline solution? But trust me, I would not depend on the goodwill of certain heroes doing certain things like that. I think you're playing Russian roulette. Just don't take the jab. I mean, with the articles we've mentioned over the months from physicians, published articles in the public domain, from Nobel Prize laureates, from scientists and researchers, my gosh, why would anybody want to do that? Next article. French professor Christian Perron says the vaccinated need to be in quarantine camps because they're transmitting spike proteins. See, this is what's happening, folks. Not only are the powers that be getting divide-and-conquer strategies, everything they are telling you is opposite of what is happening. Next, alarming study confirms vaxxers will face catastrophic antibody-dependent enhancement, injuries, and deaths. Oh, people, come on. All published articles in the public domain. In New Zealand, the powers that be are saying, don't talk to your neighbors. Don't look at the sunset. Don't have eye contact. What do you think this is? Because lockdowns give more suicides than anything to do with COVID. Not the vaccine, but COVID. Next, CDC panics because there's a major drop in vaccine efficacy. They didn't care about efficacy and safety. They just didn't want you to find out about it so soon. That's why they're panicking.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.